Hello there. Welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. Today, let's talk about focus, spreading thin, having too many interests. How do we manage everything in a social media content driven world? And I want to explain that more related to how I do things at Pen Positive. Maybe that might help. So I have a lot of different interests. I like movies. I like books. Not just watching and reading them, but talking about them as well. I like content creation. I like personal development, professional development. And I like what I'm doing for a profession, which is being an agile coach, an agile practitioner, where I work with teams, where I work with organizations, trying to get the best out of teams, build agile teams, help people be more productive and more performance driven in what they do. But at the same time, when I do that as part of my profession, I fall into this trap of spreading myself thin, trying to do a lot of things, losing focus, not being productive. And everything that I do as part of my profession where someone pays me, I have the same challenges in my personal life. And so always there is an effort that I try to change and improve the way I'm doing things. And that's the main reason I have multiple channels. Sometimes it is difficult. So if you are listening to this video or podcast, if you're listening to the video, I suggest that the other channels that I have is Book Positive, where I talk about books, and the professional one is Agile Positive, where I talk about Agile, Scrum, what I do as a profession. Those who are listening to me on the podcast, don't worry. All the videos that I put in either Agile Positive, Pen Positive, or Book Positive will be there. In the Pen Positive podcast, Pen Positive Outclass podcast. So you don't have to go anywhere, but if you're watching this on a video, please subscribe, Book Positive and Agile Positive. Now let's talk about spreading thin. I have always had this problem of spreading thin. That's because there are so many things that I'm interested in, and sometimes I don't carry forward some of the interests to a culmination. And I keep just having it all there, which means I end up spending a lot of time on things that do not produce result. Especially if I'm doing content creation, there is a limit to the number of books that I can finish reading in a week. So Book Positive is not a channel where I create a video every week. Sometimes some books take me about 3 weeks to read. Some books take me even longer. If it's an audio book, definitely it takes a lesser time to consume. But sometimes when you start talking about audio books, the fun of talking about books that you've read is much different than talking about books that you've listened to. So I prefer talking about books that I've read. Exceptions are there. So I decided that, okay, you have these different channels, you have these different areas where you work. How do you make sure that there is a consistency? How do you make sure that you can consistently create content, and at the same time, how do you make sure that you're not stressed, that you're not feeling bad? Because at the end of the day, we do all these things to make us feel good. If I don't find enjoyment creating a content, I should not be doing it. And if I do something without the enjoyment of it, it will definitely reflect in what I'm doing. And I'm sure if you have been listening to me or watching my videos for quite some time, you would know that there are some videos that you think, why did you even have a video? Why did you even do a podcast? What was the urgency? Because the quality was so bad. Because I have, in those videos or podcasts, I was not able to connect with people. And that is sad, because I think that I have to consistently do it and I have to do it every week and I create something and I don't connect with the audience. So one decision that I took is that I'll do things at my sweet time. I don't have a goal to improve, or rather, I have a goal to improve. I don't have a goal to increase my viewership, and that's not the only goal. I have a goal. I would definitely like my videos to be watched by more people, my podcast to be listened by a lot of people. Definitely, if I don't have that interest, I wouldn't be doing it. But that's not the only goal. I want to make sure that I improve in the way I deliver a podcast or I create a video. I want to make sure that I'm able to make a video that has very less or minimal or no edits. I don't usually edit, but I want to make sure that I don't create a video, start to create a video, and mid-video I kind of stop because I don't know what to say. I also don't want to make a video by doing a lot of preparation. And I know there are people who would have a difference of opinion on that, because the best videos and best podcasts are created when you put a lot of effort in, a lot of pre-work in creating that video or podcast. But I don't want to do that because I want it to be natural to me. I want to be natural to me that if you were to meet me and say, hey, talk about how you are able to focus or how you are not able to focus, I should be able to speak to you without a lot of preparation. And I think that for me is what I call improvement. So without script, without a lot of preparation, I want to be able to bring that information from what I know. So that's the whole idea of how I create podcasts or create videos. The challenge I face is when I create videos for Agile Positive. Because in Agile Positive, it's a very professional-driven topic. Though I try to make that videos less professional and more personal, and more anecdotes and how Agile as a philosophy can be used in life and everything. But even then, in business, in work, things are more concrete. So you need to have a bit of preparation, you need to have some pointers, and you need to be able to talk within those constraints. It's very important, because otherwise you lose audience. Recently, I was in a meeting and I was telling something, and after the meeting, I got a feedback that I lost you. I was in a meeting at office and I was talking and I was very passionate and I was very passionate and animated, but my audience lost me. They couldn't connect with me. And I got that feedback. So I realized that, you know what? Sometimes I should be more prepared, at least in the office when I'm talking. Yes, there is going to be passion, there is going to be emotion, there is going to be animation. All those things are going to be there. But at the end of the day, if I'm not able to communicate something properly to them, then there is a problem. And this is where focus and spreading thin becomes an issue. Because if we are spreading thin, it is not possible for us to go deep into a topic. When I'm making this video, or when you're listening to this podcast, I don't know how you are currently connecting with me. Do you connect with me, or do you connect with what I'm saying, or did I already lose you? I don't know. So this podcast, I think my whole attempt to content creation is to have focus. When I talk to you, I have to be completely present and focused on what I want to say. Did I have an outcome that I expect as part of this video or podcast? My only outcome that I expect is that I want to let you know that whatever I talk about focus, lack of energy, I talk about spreading thin, the problems, challenges. Never feel that I'm talking as if I have a solution. I'm just putting my thoughts out. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it is one way of looking at that problem. Maybe it is a solution. Tomorrow, if I find something new about this, I'll definitely share with you. So during the next few weeks, I don't know if I'm going to do a video or a podcast every week, but I'm going to have books. I might have movies, I don't know, because I do have a movie YouTube channel where I primarily do movie reviews in Malayalam language. And that's what makes me very comfortable talking about movies. Then obviously, Agile Positive. I want to talk about Agile in a way that it is not just targeted towards software engineers or people in the software field. Because Agile is not something about software. It is about any kind of improvement in process. It's about transparency. It is about value. It's about delivering value in small increments. How do you be agile in writing poems? How do you be agile when you talk about books? Ah, at that time I wanted to just share one more thing. There's one more channel that I have, and obviously that's also something that I'm going to add into this podcast, which is Poems Positive. So these are all Pen Positive channels. Pen Positive, Agile Positive, Books Positive, and Poems Positive. Because I want to read poems. I do write poems, so I want to read the poems that I wrote. And I also want to read some of the poems that that someone else have written and have read. There are some amazing poems from which I quote on a regular basis when I make videos or talk to people. I want to share those poems with you. So Poems Positive is another YouTube channel that I run. I've not started a lot of poems there, but I will. And even some of the episodes in my podcast, if you are a podcast listener, would be just reading a poem. Anyway, I'll leave you with that. Please do subscribe to all the channels, to Pen Positive, Agile Positive, Book Positive, and Poems Positive, whichever interests you. I know that everyone might not be interested in everything. But if you are a podcast listener, you will have all those at Pen Positive Outclass. Thank you.